When Jesse answered the phone, there was a pause, then he heard Jen's voice. Jesse! He felt a small tug in the center of himself. He had always felt it when he heard her voice or saw her. God damn it. Hello, Jen. I was in the middle of a swallow when you answered. How are you?
I'm fine.
You having a drink?
Yes.
How many?
First one.
Are you really all right, Jesse?
So far.
Are you still scared?
Sort of.
Say more about that, Jesse. Can you get any help?
I don't know.
Well, have you caught the one who killed the girl?
I know who he is. I can't prove it yet.
But you know who killed her?
Yeah. But now I'm not so sure I know why.
You said last time it was about you.
Yeah, and maybe it is. But now, maybe it was about more than me.
So why don't you confront or arrest or call in the FBI or whatever?
I don't know exactly if any of what I suspect is true. I don't know who I can trust. Maybe I can't trust anybody.
Even your own policeman?
Even. I'm alone here, Jen.
I could come.
Jesse was silent. He felt suddenly overwhelmed by the desire for her to be there.
Jen, I can't. I know, Jesse. I know.
Jesse was silent, struggling not to fail.
I can't have that, Jen. At least, not yet. I know.
I want it more than I can tell you, but I can't let that happen to me again. First, I have to do this. Then we can see about us.